So that's the view from the dealer lot. Now the view from Toyota. We're joined by Jim Lentz. He's the president and chief operating officer of Toyota Motor Sales USA. Mr. Lentz, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
We just heard some fear there from a Toyota customer that this repair that you've announced today, reinforcing the accelerator pedal assembly with this kind of steel shim, that isn't enough. It doesn't make her feel safe. What can you tell Toyota owners to try to convince them otherwise?
Well, I think from the safety standpoint, you know, obviously you would think I drive Toyota products, but my wife drives Toyota products, my family drives Toyota products, friends and neighbors drive Toyota products. And I can tell you, I wouldn't have loved ones in our products if I didn't think they were safe. They are safe. We have tested this remedy, this fix to the products. It is very safe. And the customers, once they have it done, they'll understand that it is a safe fix to the product.
But on new Toyota vehicles that are going to go back into production as early as next week, you're redesigning the entire pedal assembly. Why wouldn't you also replace the entire pedal on existing cars?
Well, the difference between the two is part of what we want to do is we want to get the customers back on the road with the fix as quickly as we possibly can. So when you have both a new pedal as well as this reinforced pedal being equally as effective, but I can get consumers on the road much quicker with the reinforced pedal. That's the reason we're going towards a reinforced pedal.
To repair it instead of replace it.
Yes.
But wouldn't it cost a whole lot more to replace it than repair it?
No. Actually, the costs are very, very similar.
If I'm a Toyota owner subject to this recall and I say, you know, I don't want a repaired accelerator pedal, I want a whole new one, is that an option?
It'll be looked at on a case-by-case basis.
And Toyota would cover the cost?
Yeah, all of these costs will be covered by warranty.
So when you say on a case-by-case basis, can you just clarify who would be eligible for that?
It's really up to between the dealer and the customer. We would like to see the customers have the fix done with the reinforced pedal with this precision-cut steel bar and see how that is. I think the customers are going to be very, very satisfied with the overall quality of the pedal as well as the feel of the pedal compared to where it was before.
Mr. Lentz, you acknowledged in a conference call with reporters today that this is embarrassing for Toyota. How do you remove the taint, the long-term damage done to the brand?
Well, I think you start by taking great care of the customers, give them a great experience when they come in to have these recalls done. You know, I think the reservoir that we have with our customers in terms of overall brand loyalty and an understanding of a company that's based on quality, dependability, reliability, and safety. I think we started with that reservoir full. Obviously, this is going to create some issues with some of our customers. But I think we can demonstrate to customers that for 50 years, we have been a great company and just have them come back and give us the chance.
How difficult a road is that, do you think?
We'll see. Obviously, it's going to be a tough road, but I think it starts this week as we open up the lines of communications with our customers and get them back in to have the fix done on their product.
And a little consumer information here, Mr. Lentz. If a driver of a Toyota should experience a stuck accelerator while driving before this fix is put in place, what should they do?
Well, if they're driving their vehicle while this takes place, they should put both feet on the brakes. They should put the vehicle into neutral, and they should pull off the side of the road, turn off their car, and call their Toyota dealership.
And if the throttle is open, though, there have been cases, I think, where brakes have not worked. Is that right?
If the vehicle's in neutral and the brakes are applied, constant pressure, not pumping the brakes, it will stop the vehicle.
Only if the vehicle's in neutral?
Yes. Most of the vehicles should also stop, but there are so many variants in terms of speed and terrain that could have an impact on that. But pumping the brakes will make it much more difficult. It's both feet, pressure on the brakes.
Mr. Lentz, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That's Jim Lentz, the President and Chief Operating Officer of Toyota Motor Sales USA.